We're studying the 17th chapter, Perik Yud Zayin, of Masechta Shabbos, Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, Lilunishma Sorarelke, Basar of Shneir Zlama Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Acharon Shel Pesach, Hayalofim Tavshin Ayin. Mishnah is learned, Betech Shnas Avelus, Lilunishmosa, to benefit her soul, Tehnishmosa, Tzerura Bitzre Rachai. Mishnah Aleph, Perik Yud Zayin, Masechta Shabbos. Kol HaKelim, all the vessels that have doors, Nitolim B'Shabbos, they can be carried on Shabbos v'dal siyusei mimohem, and their doors are carried together with them. Afal pishin nisparku, although the doors have been taken off from those vessels from before Shabbos. B'Shabbos, so still you can carry those vessels on Shabbos together with the vessels themselves. She'einei doimim l'dlosis habayis, because that's not the same as the doors of a house. Because doors from a house, even if they were removed from before Shabbos, you're still not allowed to carry them. Lefi she'einon min hamuchon, because they are not prepared for anything. But the doors of vessels, they are prepared that they should be carried together with the vessels. Says the Bar Tanura, kol hakelim, all the vessels, she'esh lehem dlosis, that have doors, nitolim b'Shabbos, can be carried on Shabbos v'dal siseh mimohem, and the doors together with them. Even though that these doors have been removed from their vessels before Shabbos, nitolim b'Shabbos agav hakelim, they can be carried on Shabbos by way of the kelim, since you can carry the kelim. They're not similar to the doors of the house. Even if they were taken apart on Shabbos, ain't nitolim, they cannot be moved. Because the doors of a home are not considered prepared. That means to say they're not made for moving, and therefore one is not permitted to move the doors no matter what, before Shabbos or even on Shabbos, because they're not made to be moved. As opposed to the doors of the kelim, they are movables and they are carried agav the kelim. Mishnah base. Neitel adam kurnus lefatzeya bo yesai goizim. A person may take a hammer to split nuts with them. Bekordum lachtuch bo yesai dvela. And he could take an axe to chop the pressed figs. Megidda logur bo yesai gvina. He could take a saw to saw down cheese with it. Magrefa ligrif bo yesai gref agregris. You can take these magrefa, like a shovel, to shovel the figs in the barrel. As a rachas, you can take the rachas that you use for the grain to separate it. As a mizlok, and the large it's a fork kind that has three fork. With three points, which you turn straw around in the threshing place. Losses all over the cotton to feed food for a child. As a kush, you can take the kush, the spindle that the women spin with it. As a kirkor, and the wooden stick of the weavers that's made like a long needle. That you sew the sacks with it, the litchoy boy, that you want to use it to stick the fruit with them to eating, or machachel yad, a needle that you use for sewing. You can take it little boy as a koitz to take out a little splinter, vishel skoyim, and a needle that you. So the sacks with them, you can use a lifter beis adelas to open the lock of the door if you don't have a key. Says the Bar Tanura, a person can take a kurnus. A kurnus is what is a patish? It's a hammer to break up the nuts. You can also take a kurdum that's to cut up the axe to cut the devela. Devela. The vela is la'achar she'osa eagle. After he makes it into a circle, he over its thick v'kosh and hard. V'tzricha kadum l'chatcha, and you need a axe to cut it down, or a megera. A megera is kein sakin aruch. It's similar to a long knife. Yesh be begimus harb. It has a lot of begimus, a lot of these teeth. That's a saw. And you can do that legally by Sagavino, to saw down the cheese, to separate the cheese to pieces, because of its pegimas, the saw can, it quickly cuts the thick things because of the teeth that it has. Magreifa, the shovel, ligreba hagreigris menachovis, that is to shovel up the figs from the barrel. Rachas, or the rachas, that's a luach, a board, sheyeshbo beis yad, it has a handle, shtei defanis, and two walls. Vizoidin bo es achita, and they throw with this the chita, the wheat. Umazlig, mazlig, that's a big kind of fork, keli, these are all tools that are used. For weekday type things, but he's using it for Shabbos for the needs of something that is permissible. Or a mazlik is a kli sheyeshlo shalosh shinayim. It's a vessel that has three teeth. Then the mapchim beis akash begoyin, and you turn the straw in the threshing place with them. Kush is a plach shetoves be'anoshim. That's a plach that the women weave with it. A karkar, that's an etchel ergim, that's a piece of wood of those who weave, who are erig, who kneading, and v'doyim lemachat shel sakoyim, it's similar to a needle of the sakoyim, which they used to sew up the large sacks. Litchev boy, to stick with it, so he uses it like for lechel beitusim, v'chol mine perirach, perirach, to eat berries or any soft fruit. Then he used to use a machat shel yad, that's a hand needle, that's machat ketana, that means a small needle, shetefrin bobim godim, that you use to sew with it in garments. And he wants to use it little by sakoitz to take with it, to remove the splinter. Shenichnes b'vsori, that entered his flesh. Shemuter litle b'Shabbos, because that's permissible to take on Shabbos. Kimoy shemuter lahaf fis mursa, just like it's permissible to squeeze out the pus, loitzim menu leicha, to take out the moisture. B'vachali is kavanlasis lope, on the provided and conditional that he should not intend to make an opening to it, just to squeeze it out, just to take it out. Or then he talks about a needle of sakoin, that's machat godel, that's a large needle, shetefrin bosakim, which you sew sacks, big sacks. Lifter boy esadelas, you want to use it to open the door. Bishavdele mafteach, one who lost a key, so he uses that to open the door. Mishneh Gimel. Kona shel zeisin, the stick, which is, it's like a pipe, and you stick it in into the olives, and you draw with it a little bit oil from the olives to test them if they are already ready. Im yesh kesher bereishoy, if there is a, on one side the stick is stuffed so that the oil remains in there, then the stick is mekabel tuma. So that stick will receive tuma. So if the stick touches on something which is tuma, it becomes tuma. Im lav eini mekabel tuma, and if not, he does not receive, if it's not stuffed, then it does not receive tumah. If it touches a tameh, benkach or benkach nitl b'Shabbos, whether it's stuffed or it's not stuffed, on Shabbos you're permitted to carry. Says the Bar Tanura, konesh shel zeisim, the stick of the olives. Konesh she'osu livdek hazeisim, it's a stick that is made to check the olives. Shebe ma'aton, that are in the ma'aton, then they check them in isasif shamanon b'toichon. If the oil has gathered inside them, and whether they're fit already to, they reach the level that they should be fit for the Beis Abad, for the pressing, the household to be able to press them. So he says, im yesh kesher bereishoy, if there is a knot on the top, that is ke'en p'kak shebekona, that's like a cork, what closes it up, then mekabel tuma. Then that kone will receive tuma by touching a tuma. Lefishal yideshu pakuk bekesha, since he is closed with the cork, with the closed up mishtair by minashem and hazor minazesim. So therefore, it remains in him from in that kone from the oil that runs from the olives. ubeiding boy, and he checks him, if it reached the level of squeezing, that's considered a receptacle. And for a kliyetz to be metamen, has to be a keli lekabolah. Being lav, it has to be a receptacle. Being lav, but if no, she'ein by kesher, there is no cork, there is no cover, there is no stuff. Afa pishu cholu, even though it is hollow, ein chalolo asui lekabol klum, but the hollow isn't made to receive anything. Hilchavali pshuti kliyetz, then it becomes a simple wooden vessel without a receptacle. And then that does not recover tuma. Benkach or benkach nitul b'Shabbos. In either way, it can be carried in Shabbos. Dokelihu, because it is a vessel. Va'osu labich beis hazeis leim, and it's made to turn over with the olives. Mishnah Dalad. Rabbi Yisi Omer. Rabbi Yisi says kol hakelim nitolim. All vessels are permitted to be carried in Shabbos. Chutz min ha'meiser ha'godol, besides the large saw, the yosid shel machrisha, and the iron of the plow is not permitted to be moved on Shabbos. Kol hakelim, all vessels that are made for something they can do on Shabbos, nitolim, can be taken on Shabbos l'tzorech, whether you need the vessel for the place of the vessel, v'shaloi l'tzorech, and also if he doesn't really need the vessel, and not the place of the vessel, but he just takes it, that it shouldn't be stolen, or it shouldn't dry out in the sun. You're also permitted. Reb Nechemiah says, "Einitolin elo letzerich." You're not allowed to take a vessel unless you need the vessel for the same thing that the vessel is made for. In other words, if it's a bucket, or it's a bowl to eat, or a glass to drink, and other vessels, that's the only thing that you can use it for. Says the Bar Tanura that all vessels are carried besides the Meser HaGodol. Meser HaGodol, that's a Magara Gedoyla, that's a large saw, Shenesrim Bo Koydis, that you would saw down beams. The Yosech HaMachresha, and also the metal piece of the plow, Kli Godol, that's a large vessel, osri kisakin, that is made like a knife, sheboy oisin chavitz, with that you make the hole, shall tell him, a minor from the of the rose, v'hanach kopid alayu, and these he cares about them, v'yachad l'humokim, and he designates them a place, l'choz l'mloch achriti, they're not fit for any other work, just for that, and that you can't move at all. Kol hakelim, he says, nitolim, l'tzorech v'shaloi l'tzorech, can be taken for need and for not need. Hachikama, this is what he's saying. Kol hakelim shemalachtum l'heter, all vessels that their uses, what you use them is for, their work is for permissible. Keep going, for example. Kar is v'koyudusayis, if you have plates and cups, nitolim l'tzerech gufa, l'tzerech mekoymei, they can be taken if you need to use them, or you need to use the place where they're laying out, shel keli. And also v'shalei l'tzerech, even when it's not needed for the keli. Af al pishei nitzarech l'gufi l'mekoymei shel keli, even though he doesn't need the vessel himself, or the place where the vessel is lying on. So that's why he's moving it. El l'taltlei, but he wants to just move it mechama letzeil from the sun to the shade, oishle yinavu haganovim, or that the thieves shouldn't steal it. Shari b'keli shemalachti leheter. So with a vessel whose work is and whose function is for something permissible, you're permitted to move it only for that person, even though it's only for that purpose to protect the keli. But there's, you don't need to use it, or you don't need the place where the keli is sitting on. B'keli shemalachti leisur, and a vessel whose function is for prohibition. Kigoyim, for example, meduches v'rechayim, grinders and the mill, ukayetzibahen, which is similar, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the tzedech gufei will the tzedech mekayim mutar. So if you want to use it, something for itself, you have a use for it, or you have a need for the place where that item is laying on, you want to move it because you want to free up the place, then it's mutar, it's permissible. But mechama letzel, but to take it from the sun or to the shade, or from the thieves, also that would be prohibited. Rav Nechemya Omer, Rav Nechemya says, ein yitolin elo letzerich, that you cannot take them only for the need. Mefarish b'shas, the Gemara explains, letzerich tashmish am yuchad leblavad, you can only carry it for the designated use alone, but not for anything else. Even if you want it, you need it itself, but it's not the use, you can do it. You can only use a knife to cut with it. Shari, that's permissible. But not to lean a plate on it. The halacha does not remain like Rav Nechemya. Mishnah. Kol hakelim hanitolim b'Shabbos. All vessels that you are permitted to carry in Shabbos. What happens if they broke? Shivreim nitolim imohem. You can take the broken pieces of the keli also in Shabbos. Ubevachi you oisim melocha. The only condition is that they should be doing with the broken vessels such a kind of work similar to the work that was originally done. That is shivra areva, the broken pieces from this areva, which is a keli lechasi b'mespiach chavis, that you should be able to cover with the pieces, broken pieces, to cover a barrel. Shivra is chuchis, if you have broken piece of glass lechasi b'mespiach pach, so you should cover with them the opening of the jug. Rav Yehuda says b'vach you oisin main malachtom, that you should use the broken pieces to something of the same similar work that you can do with the whole keli. That is shivre areva, the broken pieces of this areva is lotzuk l'teicha makfe, so you should be able to pour in thick food, just like in the areva. Areva is used to mix flour with water. It's used to make dough in it. So if you can use it in them, in the broken piece, you can use a thick food that's considered me'ain, v'shal z'chuchis, and of glass, in the broken pieces of glass, lots of b'tochen shemen, you should be able to put in oil just like you were able to put in while the glass was whole. The bar tenura. So when it says l'chil in the Tanakama, it says me'ain malocha, it should be done a malocha. It's not like the second opinion that we have in the Mishnah. But the first opinion, melocha taiches the bar tenura, ezu melocha shetia. According to the first opinion, you have to be able to do any type of melocha. The broken pieces, even if it's not similar to the first job, as long as you can do with the broken pieces something, some sort of melocha, then you are permitted to carry it on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to be done the similar melacha, not just any melacha, only similar to what it was originally used. And he gives the example that if it was an areva, it was lotzuk l'toichon makpe, that if it was that bowl that you make the flour and water in it, you have to be able to put some a thick, so the bar tanura makpe is ova, that's a thick food, dumya di isu murevis b'mayim, which is similar to a dough that was kneaded in water. But v'lay pligi, this disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, is elo is only b'nishburu b'Shabbos when they broke on Shabbos. Aval nishburu me'erev Shabbos, but what if they were broken for erev Shabbos, kul alma moidi, everybody would agree that they told him that you can move them afila in oisimein melachton rishoyna, even if they cannot be doing this similar to the first job, but they can do something else, then it's permissible. But if it's broken in Shabbos, dear Rabbi Yehuda claims, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be done only, it can only be used if it can do the similar to the job that it was originally doing when it was whole. And the Bar Tanura says, Vein Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but either way, you can use it as long as it's good for a job, then it's permissible to carry in Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, next Mishnah, Zayin. In Vav, even shebikiruya, if he put a stone that the stone is placed in a dalas, in a dried out squash, which becomes a sort of a bucket, But because the it's very light, and you know, you want to draw water with it, but it's very light, so you can't get it down inside into the well because it floats on top of the well. So you put a stone inside the kiruya, so that when you draw the water, it should go down into the well and to be able to go on to go up. So im malim bavein nefelas. So if when you fill the up the kiruya, you fill it up, and then the stone remains in it; it doesn't fall out. In other words, it's firmly sitting in the kiruya. Memalimba. Then you can draw water with this kiruya, and the stone is permitted to be inside it. Vimlav. But if not, when you bend the kiruya to draw the water, so the stone falls out. Memalimba. Then you're not allowed to draw water with that kiruya while the stone is in there. Zemoyrishi kishura b'tofiach. If he tied a twig to a jug, memalim b'shabbos, you're permitted to draw water with this jug through by holding on to the twig. Says the Bartanura, ha'even shebikruya, that's a dalas yivesh, it's a dried out dalas, a squash, u'memalim b'mayim, and you fill up with it water. U'metech shikala, since it's very light, enish eves, it will not draw elotzofa, it floats. So v'noisnim b'mayim, you won't be able to draw the water, v'noisnim b'even lachbida, so you place inside it a stone to weigh it down. Im memalim, if you fill bikruya with the kruya, vein even if fellas and the stone won't fall out. Shadku yofa b'fi akira, they tightened it, they fastened it well in the mouth of the kruya. Have a keli, then it's a keli. Bimlav, and if not, hari kishara vonim, then it has like status like all other stones. Vein metalven zakruya, and you don't carry the kruya. Shenasis bosis levin shenaisosa, because that becomes a bosis, a base, and a secondary to the stone that carries, that you carry it with, and that becomes muktzah, and you can't use it either. Zmeire shikashura b'tefiach, lepach cotton, that's a small jug, you have a twig, shesherevim b'mayin, that you draw water with it, mina bur from the pit, or mina mayin, or from the well, memalim boy, then you can fill with it. The shabelach zmeire keili, because then you made this zmeire, this twig, you made it into a keili. Mishnah Zayin, Pekaka Chaleim. If he closes a window with a board, Pekaka Chaleim, close the window with a board, or something else. And Rabbi Lezer said, Bizman Shukoshu Vitolu. If the board is tied to the window, so you are allowed to open up the window, and the board drags, and the board is hanging, that's kosher vitoli, it's tied and it's hanging. It doesn't drag on the floor, but it hangs. So then, poikikin, boy, then you can close the window on Shabbos, vimlav, but if the board is not tied to the window, or it's not, or even if it's tied, but it's dragging on the ground, ein peking boy, then you're not allowed to close the window with it. The chacham say, ben kach, poikikin, whether it's tied, or when it's not tied, you can still close the window with it. You can cover the window with it. Says the Bartanura, Paka Kachalin, the closing of the window, Kigoin, for example, Luach, a board, a Masach, or a curtain, or a Sharkul Dover, or any other item, Shesheshmi by a Chalim, that you would close the window. And so we say that it has to be tied, Vitolui. Tolui means Shein and Nigra Bor, it's not dragging on the ground. So then you can use it, but Vimlav, if not, Ein Pekikiboy. We cannot close with it. Shim nigrar al gabe karka, for if it's dragging on the ground, kshu shemte, when he slips it, me al haaretz, from the ground, listembei, to close it, mechzi, that appears kemeisiv al abinya, as if he's adding to the structure. V'sover Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Lozer holds, ein meisiv in al oil arei b'shabes, that you're not allowed to add on a temporary oil on Shabbos. This is adding temporary oil on Shabbos. Benkach or benkach, but the Chum disagree and say benkach or benkach. You could cover bein kosher, bein in a kosher, whether it's tied or it's not tied, you could close it with it. Since it was prepared from yesterday, for this purpose, the Sav Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon hold Meisifin al Oil Aray B'Shabbos, that one is permitted to add on a temporary oil tent on Shabbos. And the Chachamim, that you could, whether it's hanging or not, you can still add it. Mishnah Ches, Kol Kisuyi Kalim, all covers of vessels, Shiyesh Lohem Beis Achiza, that they have a handle with what to carry it, Nitolim B'Shabbos, then you can remove it from the Kalim on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yesi said, B'med V'Rav Muri, when is this word said that the cover needs to have handle b'kisu karka, only by a cover from a vessel which is connected to the ground? So the vessel is connected to the ground, then you need a handle. Abu b'kisu kelim, but a cover from a keli which is not connected to the ground. Benkacha benkacha natol b'shabbos, whether the cover has something, a handle to grab hold of it or not, you can still take it all on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura. Rabbi Yisrael says, "B'shas ka'omar." In the Gemara, it says, "The b'kisu kelim kula amo lepligi." That there is no disagreement by covering of vessels, the shari that is permissible. Avagatles lo beis achiza, even without having a handle, so you can move a lid either way. Or b'kisu karkois, and with a cover of the ground, kisu shel boir v'dus, like the cover of a pit. Or a dus lepligi, it's also no difference. Dus is a square, a different kind of port is around pit. So those cover the osu, that would be definitely prohibited. Iles lubeis achiza, if it doesn't have a handle, so you cannot be mokza. Kipligi, when is the difference? Bikisu kelim hamuchuborim lekarkois, when covering of kelim which are connected to the ground. Mar savar, one holds kikarkois damin, that they're similar to the ground. Marsovar, and the other one holds that Rav Yosi holds that Lavki Karko is Damin, that it's not like the Karka, and you can carry it up even without a handle. Lochak Chachomim, like the Tanakama and the Mishnah, that Shabuchuba La Karka Horiki Karka, once it's connected to the ground, it's treated like the ground, and you would need a handle for the Keli in order to carry it on Shabbos if it's connected to the ground. This concludes the 17th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.